God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
This is the year of change. The year of change. If I took a 16-ounce bottle of water and put some cups on the table and the cups were 8 ounces, and I poured the 16 ounces of water in an 8-ounce cup, what would happen? It would overflow. I would make a mess. So in order to hold the 16 ounces from the bottle, I need to switch the cup. You need to switch your cups. God is pouring out greater than you can hold on to. We have grown comfortable with mediocrity. We've grown comfortable in our spiritual expressions. God's trying to move us to something greater, and we won't let him because we're holding on to what was comfortable. Change is difficult. No matter how small it is, it's difficult. God understands that, so he gives us change in increments. It's like salvation. God doesn't save you on Sunday and expect you to be a spiritual giant on Monday. He expects you to acknowledge the fact that you've been adopted, and change, however slow, will be happening in your life. You're not going to throw away all your cigarettes on Monday. You're not going to give up all your liquor on Monday. You're not going to give up your improper relationships on Monday. But at least now you have the ability to say no to the devil. And so in my preparation time, in my time to hear from God for our direction, it started on New Year's Eve when we preached. We've been here long enough. And as I was contemplating today, in my preparation time, that message resonated in my mind. It just kept going on and on and on and on and on. And we had been teaching the principles of faith. And so I always say God deals with me differently than he deals with most people because I'm different. You establish your own place with God. The worst thing you can do is be what everybody else is. I've been watching these cooking shows with a passion, and I don't know why. I really don't know why. But I've been watching these shows, and I started getting this desire to cook. Now, everything with me is an experiment now because of my field of study. Everything is a test and an experiment. And so I kept watching the shows, and I kept wanting to cook. And I kept watching the shows, and I kept wanting to cook. And so I began to journal this information for my classes that start tomorrow. And I thought, Jesus was right. God was right. You become what you behold. I mean, I kept watching these shows. I walked through the kitchen at Sister Lambert's place. But I started wanting to do this. So I went over to Bed Bath & Beyond. I went there and started buying cooking stuff. I bought an air fryer. I bought cookie cutters. I bought new bowls and all these gadgets to cook. And the Lord began to talk to me. He said, you see, my principles work even when it's not spiritual. The more you take something in, the more you want to do it. Now watch this. I went and bought all that stuff, and it's still in the drawer. Because even though I went out to buy it, I don't have the confidence to do it yet. I got to keep watching. Just because you came to Christ, that's why many of you won't do what the Bible says. You don't have the confidence yet. You take classes, you read, you go through all of the mechanics. But Jesus is saying, feed them. And you say, like the disciple, we don't have enough. And so as I thought about this, I said, now I've been teaching the principles of faith. And God said, no, now it's time to teach them how to make it work. And so I made deviled eggs the other day. I had never made deviled eggs before. I've never done it. So I decided I was going to make some. I know you Christians say angel eggs. It's a deviled egg. All right? Ain't nothing spiritual about that egg. And so I mixed up all the potion, you know, And I took it. I said, now, I want to make it nice. So I took a baggie, a sandwich bag, and cut off the bottom tip of it, filled it up, and squeezed it in. I started doing little stuff. And that's what God is saying. Don't try to cast out a devil until you can take care of the devil in you. Don't try to help somebody else until you become proficient. And so what we're going to do for the next few sessions is we're going to look at some passages that help you to apply your faith under the general heading of you've been here long enough. That's our theme moving forward. Tell your neighbor, you've been there long enough. I need you to understand something. James Michener was a famous author. What he used to do the first of every year, he would give something away of value to show that it didn't own him. What I like to do is every new opportunity God gives me, I like to do something different. So I changed my offering amounts. I just added more to my offering. I said, Lord, I'm going to do differently. I'm not going to do the same this year. I'm going to do something different. I need you to help me do, because God is a different doing God. You get stuck in processes that were handed down to you through generations of ignorance, and then you won't be happy because you are doing. For example, most people go into high school, they immediately start thinking along the line of graduating and getting a job. Two-thirds of you in here thought that way because you were raised by people who were survivors of the Depression who knew the value of hard work. And so that became your socialization. I want to get through school and get a job. The remaining third that thought in terms of college, they had to have somebody to instill that in them to break that cycle of just getting a job. Then they became the individuals who would tell their children to get an education. Are you with me? If you have no one to create that reality, you'll never have it. You don't just pick it up by osmosis. Someone has to instill that thing in you. Now, hear me carefully. When God made man, he gave man something that man did not quite understand, nor did he know how to use it, and that was the power of creative speech. If the Bible declares, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, we dare not limit it to the tripart that we have, spirit, soul, body. We dare not limit it to the earthly things that we use in our world, senses and all of those other things that we hold on to. God made us like him. He gave us the ability to procreate. He gave us the ability to create with the mouth and the mind. Now, science has discovered that positive speech affects the functioning of the brain. And your brain uses 20% of your body's energy. That's how powerful it is. It can cause you to reach to heights of superiority that you did not know possible. I was watching Star Trek, The Next Generation. I am a Trekker, and I'm not ashamed of it, okay? So if you demonize it, that's something that you can work through. But on an episode, they talked about planting a receiver in one of the crew members so they could always find out where they were. And this episode aired in 1994. Now we have the capability of putting GPS locators under skin. Somebody heard that in a fictional show and made it a reality. Captain Kirk in the original Star Trek had communicators that later became the model for cell phones. You remember the original flip phone? They got that from Captain Kirk. The little disc that Spock used to put in the computer became the model for the 3.5-inch floppy disk. Where do you think that ability comes from? The mind that God gave you to use for him. So the Bible says that we, a subject, there are two passages that we've mastered. One is the just, and that has been told to Pentecostals to apply to their need in their physical life, right? So I'm going to use faith to get a car, to get a mortgage, and all those other things. That's not what God was saying faith was for. Faith was designed by God to propel you in to the realm of kingdom living. In Matthew 6, Jesus says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added." That is a powerful passage. And here's what happens. If you notice, most Christians avoid kingdom principles. You know why? They don't understand them. The devil has been successful in causing us to eliminate kingdom thinking from our vocabulary, our mental vocabulary, if I can use that term to the more enlightened. Your mind has a vocabulary. Jesus said that we receive what we say. But where does the things we say, where do they come from? Our mind. He even goes on in Luke's gospel and says that out of the heart proceeds certain things. And we know he's not talking about this, because if that were true, I'm a born-again Christian filled with the Spirit of God, confessing the Word of God and living for God. If he was talking about the cardia, that would mean that if I die and will my body parts to someone in need, if they took my heart and put it into a person that was not saved, that person should become saved because I have a new heart. But it doesn't work like that. So he's talking about the center of your being is not your heart. The center of your being is your mind. As a man thinketh, that's what he is. Glory to God.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1118A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.